Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The DH, Jerry Turner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Larry Pashnik. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dennis Lamp. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski takes first base on ball four. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Fisk moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fisk scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Luzinski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Luzinski reaches second base with a double. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner bunts towards the mound. Lamp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Turner moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. Turner moves to third. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Almone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Paciorek hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Lemon moves to third. Cabell moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon scores. Cabell moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Salome Barojas now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Turner moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Turner scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Pashnik covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 3 in the game. Paciorek bunts towards the mound. Pashnik fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudy Law pinch runs for Tom Paciorek. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Parrish and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon strikes out. One out. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.